Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Shut up.
Jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
This isn't funny.
I like the idea of Andy Williams falling down.
I don't do this as well as Don used to do this there. I'm saying it right now.
Well, you know.
That's his bit, so I'm blowing my own bit up. Oh, there we go. I love going. You know what? You know what's better?
Is what's ice cream?
Is when you have a total rant and you play the song again, okay?
Yes.
You know, it's like. And this is what sounds better. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm stream of consciousness today, so bear with me.
You're
on the Mike O'Mara Show. And then we have a gift to open up.
Well, you have a good eye for this.
You, F you, F me, F you. Oh, you know what? You suck.
It's the most wonderful time.
That's really how we... Yeah.
It's all about contrast.
I don't know what's going on.
I do recall, you know what else worked? I recall during the bonus or the Raw shows last Christmas... Uh-huh. We took turns talking this up as dirty as we could.
Oh, that's what we have to do again.
And it required, I remember mine involved a certain fluid on a certain part of a body.
Sort of the musical version of the Aristocrats.
Right, yeah. So perhaps we can revisit that.
Yeah, and let's start it again, and I'll give people a little example of what that would sound like. You know? Mm-hmm. So what I want to do is I want to grab my aunt and I want to aunt on her face.
It's the most wonderful time.
What?
Merry Christmas.
Wow. But I don't know what's going on.
That's even better than a trip to Branson to see Andy himself.
This is one of those shows. This is one of those shows that I'm just going to have to get going.
Yeah,
it's like a steam engine where it's going.
You're ramping up.
Pump his chest.
Or it's one of those shows.
Yes, it's one of those shows.
A boulder rolling down the hill.
Hey, maybe that's another analogy. All right, turn the goddamn music off.
Oh.
All right, I'm sorry to say, goddamn. Very good. Thank you, Andy.
What?
I hate that song.
It's the most.
I hate Andy Williams.
Really?
Yeah, he was my least favorite of all.
Can he
so
ask your D?
Who is your favorite?
Huh?
Who is your favorite?
You mean as far as Christmas singers?
Yeah.
Who don't you hate?
Oh,
I mean, I know you like that Mariah Carey song.
Yeah, I like
just
that
one
song.
If you go to a Christmas album, I've got two or three go-tos. What are your go-tos?
I think Nat King Cole.
Awesome.
Yeah,
that's in my top
call.
Three.
Yeah. Who?
Ernest Saves Christmas.
What? You're a tard.
Okay. What, don't the Transformers have a Christmas album?
They don't.
What about you?
Darlene Love. The Darlene Love song.
Phil Spector's album.
Oh, kind of that same Mariah Carey sound to it. Mark?
I like Rabbi Goldberg.
Actually, with Mark, he likes to go to the top sellers.
You said Neil Diamond.
All right. Yeah. Is officially, we are in the holiday season, and we have received a gift.
Nice.
And this comes to us from Drink Up New York. And it says, happy second anniversary. Mm-hmm. Let me put my glasses on. Hold on.
That's a good idea.
Hello.
Hey, Grandpa, hello. What's for supper?
Hello there. Here we go.
Happy second anniversary to my friends at TMOS. Uh-huh. I tried to find Absinthium 1792, but I could not find an exporter to the U.S.
Yeah.
The enclosed absinthe, La Fille Parisienne.
Oh, so good.
Is my second favorite absinthe. I hope you enjoy it. A votre santé, everybody. It's
to
in
your
French.
Health.
From our good friend Cappy.
Oh,
very nice.
This is the Cappy Pfeiffer studio. Yeah. Cappy, God bless you. And let's
it's
open
Cap
this.
It's
Capsynth. By the way.
It's Capsynth.
This is how you get a studio named Absinthe.
There it is.
Yeah.
Look at that.
You send Absinthe.
Look at that. It's got the eye.
Yes. It's pretty.
Oh, Absinthe Parisienne. So this comes from, it is a product of France.
Wow.
Oh, and it's got it's got the spoon.
Comes with its own.
It looks amazing.
With its own spoon.
Just like Buzz.
Isn't this great?
Comes with its own
spoon.
Would
it, why does it come with a spoon?
For the ritual.
You explain, Buzz.
Yeah,
you want to melt sugar into it, and there are two ways to do that, either slowly with cold water or with a flame like you're shooting heroin.
What you do is you get a piece of rubber, often from a tire, tie off your arm.
That's right. You're going to love it.
It's the Nazi water.
And you know what?
Uh-oh.
How'd we do?
Everything okay? Is it all right?
Well, this workstation is very sloppy.
You know what? Yes.
speaking of drinking.
Over here?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Look at this.
I mean, come
what
on.
What is this, RJ? Your warehouse over here? Clean this up, for Christ's sake, please. Look at this.
Okay.
That is a true mess over
here. While we're speaking of drinking today, are we going to audition eggnog today, or is today not the day?
We can. I bought eggnog yesterday, but I didn't prepare that.
I didn't prepare that.
Perhaps during the bonus hour.
I think that'd be great.
But we're talking about a heavy subject during the bonus hour, so that way it might not
maybe
go well.
Maybe be good vignette.
All right, you know what? We're going to do it next week.
Okay.
Because we've got lots to talk about on the show today.
We do need to do the Secret Santa drawing.
Okay, we will do that on the show.
I have a suggestion.
What's that?
Since we're, it feels like there's so much booze that comes through this living room studio.
Yes.
Yeah. When I was perusing and shopping for my new place.
Yes.
It doesn't matter. La.
Thanks, Rob. I saw these zero-scape shelves, and by zero-scape, I mean they just go into the wall. You never see the screws.
Okay.
Because they're mounted on a bracket.
Uh-huh. Do you understand what he's talking about?
I do. It's very hip and douchebaggy.
Okay.
But they make one for alcohol bottles or wine bottles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Wow, and a shelf that holds bottles?
We could put it right. If you're facing Michael Mara and you're on the cameras right now, right to the left of him, and it could be right there.
A bar.
Yes.
Bar.
That would be handy for Mike.
This is.
You know what we really, what we need is a bar on wheels.
Hmm. Why?
Because then you can take it and move
That's
it around.
That's funny. Let's just start the goddamn show.
Why?
Why?
That's
not
what we need.
Why? Why? Yeah.
Why
start
wheels?
The show. Oh, it's going to be one of those shows. He's having cranial cramps, too.
Listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hey, sweetie.
Yeah.
Come up front. We're crossing the city line. Come on.
Okie dokie.
Hurry. This is historic.
Okay. God, this is a great kitchen. Melted cheese.
Oh, boy. Microwave?
Yeah.
How long does it take?
28 seconds.
Including the browning time?
Everything. Isn't that great?
Good browning element. I've never really tasted melted cheese until now. I mean, really tasted it. Tastes good.
I love our new kitchen.
The further we get from L.A., the better it tastes.
You know something?
I'm nervous. But I can't wait to marry you. I just can't wait. I really think that... I don't know. I'm just carried away by this thing.
Me too.
Clara says the Silver Bell Chapel is the cutest one.
Oh, I like that name.
We'll get there at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Yeah.
And then we're on our way.
Oh, boy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
That is Lost in America with Albert Brooks, and that's the happiest part of that movie because disaster ensues. Yeah.
I got a great compliment from Gain Foster, our videographer.
Yes.
He said, you know, I rented and watched Lost in America. He said, if you guys hadn't talked about it for 5 days straight, I don't think I would have liked it. But he said because all we said for 5 days is it's a great one.
You know, I wonder if that movie holds up because
I really don't know. I watched the whole thing right before our trip and it holds up.
Yeah,
it's funny. So
no one's allowed to say nest.
You are not allowed to say nest egg. Make a long story short. They drop out of society. They cash in all their chips, sell their house, sell their cars.
They took a ride on the inflation train,
Mike.
They
take a ride on the inflation train. They get all this money. They sell everything.
Right.
They get in an RV and head out because that's what they're going to do. They're just going to commune with Indians.
Just like Easy Rider.
They're not going to have to work, and they've got all their money. Their first stop is Las Vegas. Oh, she's a degenerate gambler, and she gambles away everything they
everything.
Have. Fantastic. Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeOMaraShow.com. It is Friday, December 2nd, 2011, and we are over 10.5 million downloads, still growing every day. Our show today is brought to you by Mangrates. The Mangrates Grill Enhancement System is a slam dunk holiday gift for any griller. Mm-hmm. A Mangrate is 8 pounds of 100% per made in America cast iron.
Exactly.
They seal in the juices and give steakhouse grill marks. And now they come with the world's best grill brush.
I'm glad you brought that up, Mike, because do you know that television's Arch Campbell. That's the only thing he uses to groom his mustache.
Thank you, Rob. Mangrates, just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Get your Mangrates right here. Click the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com. And I just really think, you know what, one of the things I never talk about with a Mangrate gift?
What?
They come in a nice little, you know, cardboard box.
Nice box.
And the thing about it is, you know, you give the Mangrate. And what men like when they're opening a gift, when it's wrapped, if you wrap this thing,
yeah,
it's got heft.
Oh, it's heavy.
Oh, it's
got weight to it.
You know, do you remember when you were a kid that you wanted to open the biggest present first?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. As you get older, you want to open the heaviest present.
Yeah, absolutely.
The heavy present is great.
And I mean this when
it's
I say
a great
this.
One.
My favorite part of the whole Mangrate thing is that grill brush, because I've never had one that's better.
Yeah.
And I love
that's
it,
true.
And I use it, and it lasts, and it holds up. So, I mean, not only do you get the great little grill marks on your food and the great cooking system, and you can take a crappy grill and turn it into a great grill.
A great one.
You get this grill brush, which I think is the best in the business.
I seen a guy yesterday on the Facebook post a picture of himself with the grill brush with the Mike O'Mara logo on it.
Right.
Nice.
I love that. Please, when you get your Mangrate, please pose with your brush.
Mm-hmm. Get your like Mangrates right here. Click the banner ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Show us how you're using it.
On today's
show. Use it on your rolling bar.
I will talk about I Love Archie's Show. So bad it's good.
Archie Campbell.
So bad it's good. Uh-huh. I am freaking out, and I will tell you why. And
you're controlling yourself well.
I don't want to bring it up because I don't want to get the feedback, but I'm a little freaked out.
Oh, okay.
What happened. Right. Oscar's epic fail. He brought it up yesterday.
Oh,
so I get to that today.
Hear about that.
Prep for Jimmy's, the big party coming up this Saturday night. Is anyone watching The X Factor anymore? Because they got a little press because the whole Simon debacle.
Right.
I just want to know. I mean, I am so out of touch with that show, I have no idea. Is Mark's website legit? That's the one with the text that you sent me.
Yes.
Do you think that's a legit website?
I think so. I'll tell
explain
you why.
Explain what it is. Okay, it's a Mark sends me a link to a website that is damn you autocorrect.
That's funny.
But you mean autocorrect would actually put the F word in there?
Your autocorrect learn from your previous
text?
So if it becomes part of your library, yes.
Thank you.
So if you're using the F word a lot in your text messages,
it'll
autocorrect.
It'll
on
learn
that.
It. Yeah.
Yes.
So then if you type something similar, it's going to assume you're saying the F word.
Right. All right. We'll put that up at MikeOMaraShow.com
so
you can
funny.
Link.
Mm-hmm.
It is really funny where somebody said, I slept in the bed with your. And she's trying to say shirt.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it comes out.
A different word.
The S word.
The other word, yes.
And that made me laugh. I unhinged my jaw.
Right.
You know
right.
What I'm saying? And, the responses are great. Yeah. What do you mean?
What?
Yeah.
You slept with my, what? And then the response back is, oh, my God.
Yes. OMG, LOL.
Yeah.
Duh.
I hate autocorrect.
That website now is celebrating its first anniversary, and these are they've now posted their top 25 worst autocorrects.
And they're legit.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
that's
are.
Great. Yeah. Then we should. What is the website?
I have to pull it up.
You can access it through MikeOMaraShow.
I think if you went to a search engine and you typed in autocorrect,
damn you autocorrect.com,
you'd get it. All right, let's start with this. I do Arch's show yesterday, and I think
Campbell is.
Arch Campbell, for those of you around the country, is a local TV personality that's been for years and years and years was on the NBC affiliate Channel 4 here.
It doesn't surprise me. Almost 30 years or maybe 30 years he's been
on the
market?
Yeah.
I think Arch has been in the game for a long time. Yeah. And Arch was the... You know, the arts and movie critic guy.
Yeah,
that's the you know, a lot of local TV stations have that.
Yeah. I
you know,
grew up with him.
As they have downsized,
you became a man with him.
Bounced around. He's now at Channel 7, News Channel 8.
Right.
Now, do they use him on 7 at all? I have no idea.
You know what? I believe Channel 7 sent him to the Oscars this year.
Okay, so he's still on Channel 7, but he's his
assignment.
Regular show is on the other station that is the ABC affiliate.
Cable
which is
channel,
News Channel 8, mm-hmm. which I can't get on DirecTV, and I think is watched by maybe 3 people. But
you'd be surprised.
The people that watch it, Mike, really like it.
Because it's a great one.
It's a great
one. In Montgomery County, that's what I would watch.
Really?
News Channel 8.
Well,
I watch News Channel 8.
The good thing that's about Arch's show is that it was on at 8:30 last night. It'll be on, 8:30 tonight?
8:30 again tonight.
And then 11:30 on
Saturday.
On Saturday.
You are on opposite community.
So I go on Arch's show.
Probably got more ratings.
And I limp in. And, the first problem is this is the... what I'm wearing right now is physically the only thing that I'm comfortable in.
Yes.
Gym shorts with my brace.
Your
because
thong.
Otherwise, if I wear my brace over anything else, uh-huh. over like long pants,
right.
the brace slides down.
Slips, yes.
And that's going to lead me to my next topic here, which is I am freaking out because of what happened on the set.
But I will tell you that yesterday with the brace over the jeans, even if it was not effective towards you healing whatsoever,
it looked good. It looked better than this.
It really did.
So I go to the show, and it's just like everything. The first time most people go to a radio studio, they realize, God, what a crappy
it's a
look
dump,
this
yeah.
is. The first time you go into a TV studio, you're like, look at all that plywood.
It looks so cheap.
Most television studios, mm-hmm. outside of probably the networks,
yeah.
when you walk into a television studio, they look like backstage at a high school auditorium.
Pretty much.
That's really
it
what they look
so
like.
Big. On TV.
It looks
right.
so incredible.
Clean.
My
yeah.
limited experience was the time we had free run of the King of Queens set, and
right.
the thing that flipped me out, they only paint one side.
Right.
Exactly.
There's like the back of the counters, it's all raw right. and nothing.
It's all
never
2x4s
it.
And yeah. pieces of plywood and all that kind of stuff.
I want to say when I was 25, I went to the 1515 studios for MTV in New York. And I go there, and one of my friends was auditioning to be a VJ.
Uh-huh. And, of course.
Please. And we're there, and they walk us around, and while everything looked great,
right.
it was just so small.
And that's New York.
Yeah, it was just so
small. And that's
so
also
small.
CBS.
That's
yeah.
CBS, but, it, but they're all
but
they cheap.
I'm
all,
telling
they all
you, it, everything that looked amazing on TV, even
right.
that TR, when Total Request Live was mm-hmm. the TRL, was a
right.
very popular
mm-hmm.
show.
Right.
And I'd walk out, we walked out there because that's how they do the auditions.
Right.
And I'm like off camera, and he's doing it, and I'm the only thing, I'm not even paying attention to my friend. I'm actually just sitting there being like, we could build this in like a small
right.
public storage
a garage,
unit.
Yeah.
It's
right.
so small.
A
right.
lot of people don't even know at MTV the early days, Martha Quinn was a 75-year-old man. It just looks different on TV.
It's well, different.
The thing, you know, I'm old enough to remember when the cameramen were cameramen.
Right.
Where you had camera. They don't have that at Channel 7. It's
very
all
little,
robotic.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's some guy that's sitting there.
Arch with
a
joystick?
No. But it's Arch on the set of the news where they do the Channel 7 news.
Uh-huh.
And this is, first of all, this speaks to my watching of Channel 7.
Yes.
And it speaks to my my knowledge of Channel 7.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I looked over, I said, is this the old set where they used to do the news?
Uh-huh.
I said, no, that's where they do the local Channel 7
and
news.
And somewhere in the world, Leon Harris is crying.
Well, every day.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's right there. I'm literally 3 feet from the news desk when I'm sitting in front of my green screen.
Mm-hmm.
And Arch,
right, let me
lay the whole thing out for you. Arch sits at a corner of the studio, and he's got his little table, and he's got his Arch Campbell Show backdrop.
Right?
Yes.
And then he wants me to be over. I don't know why he does it this way.
What?
I'll tell you, but it all works out. He wants me about 30 feet to the right of him.
Really?
And I'm in front of a green screen where he's got some kind of backdrop.
Uh-huh.
And
so we're
because
going to
Paris? Because I've got my leg brace on, yeah. he gets a seat out there. I said, and I made a joke. I said, so I'll be like Paul Prudhomme, the fat guy who has to sit. And so he's got me in front of this green screen, and God knows what he's putting in back of me on the green screen. But when Arch does the interview with me, It's not like he's right next
he's
to me.
He's across the room.
He's across the room, and I don't know because nobody explains it to me whether I should be looking to the right over at Arch
or looking,
right.
into,
or
the
looking into the camera,
yeah, yeah.
and I opt to look into the camera. But the camera, it is a straight shot right on me, which is extremely flattering.
Oh, gotta look great.
And it's a straight shot. But I immediately get the sense that Arch doesn't take it all that seriously, and that
that's
makes
cool.
it fun.
Yeah. Okay.
Because
yeah.
Arch knows, and Arch's line is the Arch Campbell Show, a pathetic end to a mediocre career.
Oh, that's great.
He's great.
Good
so
for
when
him.
You have
He's
that
awesome.
Attitude,
Good for him, yeah.
immediately I'm like, this is great. And it's campy.
Right.
It's like cable access, and
right.
I think it could be campier. And I was all in because of that.
Two questions.
Great.
Now, do you have an IFB in your ear?
No, I do not have an IFB.
Do they have a speaker?
An IFB,
so at least
Rob's
you
talking,
don't...
An IFB, for people that don't know, is
an earpiece
where you hear the direction and what the directors want
so
you to do.
So do you have
Arch
trouble
does.
Hearing Arch from
no.
that distance?
No, I can hear Arch clear as a bell.
And now the other question is you're jaded. You've been in the business a long time. You've
right.
seen it all. You've done a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still get a little psyched when you walk into a TV studio?
Not this one. I wish I could say I did. No. No, because
and
I
the
get,
softball question not handled the way I wanted it.
I get to Channel 7, and it's in the Gannett Building. It's where the USA. It's a gorgeous building here outside of Washington D.C. That's just architecturally
all glass.
Really magnificent. One of the more magnificent buildings in all of the D.C. metro area. Yeah. It truly is amazing. And I walk in there and I say to myself, "Wow, this is really, really special." Mm-hmm. And then when you arrive at Channel 7, you know, you realize it's kind of, it's okay.
It's sad. It really
but
is
Arch
what it
meets
is.
Me in the lobby, which is unusual Friday
because
night.
Because he should have a producer or an intern normally that would meet in
yeah.
the,
yeah.
bring
yeah.
you up.
And
yeah.
it's like,
in
and,
the big
and,
time.
And I
yeah.
get the impression, you know, Arch is just not trying not to get in the way.
Wearing a
and
hat.
Get this thing. He's wearing a fedora.
Nice. Right.
And we take the escalator upstairs and we go into the studio and he introduces me to Miss DC.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. Celebrity most Who's, resembles?
Oh boy, a little Halle Berry-esque. Yeah, and she's yeah. on. She's on her way to the Miss America pageant.
Nice.
And then there's a former Miss America or Miss DC. Oh. So those are the two. It's
Miss DC 1958.
Yeah, she does something with the museum. So she's on the show.
Okay.
And she's a media person. And she's kind of fun. But that's what it is. It's local people just hanging out, and she's the guest announcer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny, and it's campy, and it's terrible humor.
Do you have any
horrible
idea,
jokes?
Any idea why you were in front of a green screen? Did he make you appear to be in another location?
It's the way the show's done. And the way the show
That's
is done,
weird.
It's
I'm
just
really
silly.
Dying
I've
to know.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah. Now, when I did Sea Graves, when I did that show, that was also in front of a, who was that, Mark? Who was out there?
Nobody.
Really? Dog's just going badass.
Nuts.
Yeah. When
it's
I was
Arch on, Mike.
A lot of them do that because it's done on green screen so they can give you the backdrop they want.
Okay.
It's all the digital
You know
thing
that lighting for green screen is one of the hardest things you can do in the business?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like, you're not allowed to have a shadow.
Yeah, whoever does it is really talented because if you mess up that shot, you mess up everything.
The only thing that I saw on the Arch Campbell show that was significant, they had the full complement of technical directors and people in the booth that were, you know, getting this thing done. There were a lot of people.
So it was like doing this show.
But other than that, if you walked in there, you would think that you were, you know, at some high school television lab workshop.
If I was the director and I had you on a green screen, I would have you live from the Acropolis in Athens. I think that would be fun.
Two things come to mind.
Okay.
I had a sense of, you know, I was not excited when I went in there, Rob. However, when I got there and when the process began, I realized how much fun it is, A.
Right.
And B, we got to do one. Because I think we
television
could do,
program?
I think we could do a very funny weekly television program. And, you know, there is probably
WEAK or
well, they do, you know, even if we were going to do something on cable access, I think it might be to go in and blast out a half an hour would be amazing. And it is so, it's so bad, it's good.
Right.
That's the way I love it. It's campy and it's local and it's just Arch. And Arch, who just has that great laugh.
He does.
It's just like, but nobody could have been more gracious than Arch Campbell was to
me. I'm sure.
Because like so many of us, you know, with our insecurities in the business, he was constantly going, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Is that okay? And Arch has a way of speaking that I became aware of where he, when he's self-deprecating, you know, it's just, this is my career. He's just funny. He's a beaten-down disc jockey like we are, but he makes fun of it.
And
I had a blast. I had an absolute blast, and I think the show
You were funny, I take it?
Well, he got a clip of us in the kitchen. And he said, now let's take a look at the Mike O'Mara show.
Do you mean the breakfast meet show?
Yeah, so he rolls the clip. Uh-huh. I don't know what clip he's going to show.
Right.
It comes back to me, and I'm like, Arch, that's not where we do the show. Why are you showing that clip? I start screaming at him at the beginning because I'm like, Arch, that's not right.
Obviously, what he had an intern Google, and that's the first video that came up, and that's the clip.
And then at the end.
It's not like we have a DVD to promote.
Mm-mm. At the end, he said, now I'm going to bring you back for the third segment. It's the mailbag segment. And now, you know, other shows I know get lots of emails from there. We write our own because we get S.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he's just funny. Yeah. And he said, you know, for me, Oscar, you mentioned it. I watched Arch my whole life growing up.
Yeah.
He's Arch. He, you know, and he's talking to me about Patton. And apparently Patton did a whole routine on how bad Arch Campbell is.
Patton Oswalt?
And Arch was talking to me about, should I have him on? And I said, Arch, deal with it head on.
Yeah.
If it's Patton, make the whole show that he was attacking you.
Right.
You know, that'll be funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, he won't. You know, he won't do that. But
he should, though.
But really, just, you know, the first time I've done, I've met Arch several times over the years, been on his old show at Channel 4, but this was just, he just was so gracious. Yeah. And
well,
it was
that's
so,
nice to hear.
And
he's
I told him,
guy.
I said, anytime you want me to come back, I would do it for nothing. It is so much fun just to come. And you look at it, it has a real cable access feel
sure, yeah,
to it.
I get that.
You know, lucky. Yeah. And it's just, he knocks it out in 45 minutes. Uh-huh. It's a half hour show.
All right,
and,
Mark.
And he tries to keep it as like on real time as he can.
Prepare to edit this. Did it go so well that we should have Arch to our place?
Yes.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, leave it in. Leave it in.
Let's do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's do that.
Because Arch would sit down in the guest chair,
yeah,
and I would love to pick his brain about Arch's.
Hey, we need a movie guy.
Arch has interviewed everybody.
I know. He's That's got an true. Amazing Facebook page. If you see all the people he's been with,
oh, I'm sure.
The man
That's
has golfed
amazing.
With Bob Hope.
And when you say been with, you know,
I mean,
in
oh,
that,
yeah,
in
absolutely,
that way.
Yeah.
And before we go to break, let me just mention what happened. So I do the first segment.
Oh, what freaked you out?
And Arch does basically an interview with me and talks about the podcast. And it's a great promotion for the podcast.
It's a great one.
It's a great one. And then I move over to the news set, and I step up onto the riser that's on the news set, and I'm going to sit down, and as I go to sit down, my toe on my right foot catches the bottom of the chair, and I'm going to show you the I'm going to show you the velocity that my toe.
Please be careful.
This is probably what happened.
Okay.
And I feel like someone has stabbed me.
This is on your bad
in
leg.
In the knee, on the bad leg.
Well, you know what happened is your nerves are all connected, and it made the cadaver thing.
No. What I'm freaked out about is I began to pop after that, where I'm doing heel to toe, and it goes click, click, click. Now, here's the this is the question. I think I'm okay, but could I have popped this thing?
I don't know that.
And if I popped it, wouldn't I be in excruciating pain?
I would think it'd be in excruciating pain.
Or would it just make a popping sound? And now I'm going to get 400 people
Did
say,
you Google it?
You shot your graft
could
or
you
something
tell
like that.
Where
I'm gonna, I'll find out tomorrow.
But on the bright side, people are dying every day. There are more cadaver knees.
Oh.
More parts available.
I ain't going back into that thing. I'm not
maybe there's like seven. Is there seven strings to a violin? And maybe one or four?
Four.
Maybe one of the four.
Unless it's
popped.
A Bolivian violin.
I'll find out tomorrow, but I'm freaked out.
You can live on three.
Because when I walk now, it goes click.
Could you
click?
What click. Goes click? Your knee.
My knee.
Okay, it's the knee. You can tell it's coming from.
Oh
the
yeah.
Knee. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Right.
You've got now I click and pop all over the place. I'm 52 years old.
He also
but
pops and locks.
Out.
You've got a trick knee.
I don't know what, but I'll let you know tomorrow. Monday I'll let you know what's going on.
Text
but I am
us before
out.
That. I'd like to know.
Totally freaking out. It makes you realize I walk forward, I'm okay. They don't want you to do anything where you're twisting or moving it.
Right.
And I hit that knee, and it was the subtlest little thing. And of course, I was all excited to be on TV. God damn it.
You got to focus.
I got to focus.
Anyone get it on videotape?
Nobody got it on
Darn
videotape.
Yes, my dad did.
Oh, got what?
Oh, I thought you meant the Arch Campbell interview.
Oh, the Arch Campbell show.
Yeah.
But not the unfortunate accident.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I was trying on their website. It's not up on their website.
I don't think it is.
I have it as well. So.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I can run
and
some
soon
off.
It'll be for sale
it.
At MikeOMaraShow.com.
We will take a break, and it's Oscar's epic fail. Not yours personally.
No.
Right?
No.
The story of an epic fail when we come back.
I popped down in my easy chair and turned on Channel 2.
And then?
That gunslinger called Salty Sam was a chasing post we sued. He trapped her in the old sawmill and said with an evil laugh.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. What the hell are you playing?
It's Along Came Jones by the Coasters. Listen.
And then he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the bus.
And then.
That's where
and then
comes from.
And then Along Came Jones.
Okay, thank you. Our second segment is brought to you by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. That is where we're going to be, ladies and gentlemen,
Can't
this
wait.
Saturday night. And we're looking forward to singing with all of you and giving away fruitcakes for ugly sweaters and drinking and eating Jimmy's
is
food.
Is that tomorrow?
And that's tomorrow night. We're going to be out there starting about 6, 7 o'clock and till whenever.
That's right.
Jimmy's is the official host of the TMOS second anniversary 10 million download holiday party. Join us Saturday, that's tomorrow night, for Mario.
You see, Mike, it's the Mary that makes it great.
Thank you, Rob. 7 p.m. tomorrow, Jimmy's always features an upscale tavern menu and Northern Virginia's best wings. Remember Jimmy's Old Town Tavern? Got all the NFL and NHL games in high def. Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon. Follow Jimmy's on Facebook, at Twitter, or go to jimmystavern.com. Turn that music off, my God.
They are the Mary Pranksters of rock and roll. The Coasters, Mike.
Wow.
Rock and roll Hall of Famers.
We mentioned, Oscar, you came in yesterday and said you have the story of an epic fail.
Yes.
We love those.
I love failure. There's look at my career.
You and Arch.
You embrace it.
What do you got for us, Oscar?
Okay. So, you know, I have a very tight family, and everybody works very hard for I guess the finer things in life, if you will. Mm-hmm. And
I will.
Thank you. La, la, la. And no one works harder than my sister, my blood sister, and my brother-in-law, because the pediatrician and pediatric cardiologist.
Yeah, they've been through medical school. But, There's nothing harder.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, it's harder than law school.
So they had planned this trip to Panama, where their friends had moved to, for, I want to say, 6 months. Mm-hmm. And when you are in the medical field, it is hard to take time off.
Sure. And you literally have to. I know this personally because my cousin's a cardiologist. Yes. You have to lay your schedule out. Really a year in advance.
Mm-hmm. If you Absolutely. Expect to make it work.
As to when you're going to have downtime and be able to get away.
So this was supposed to be somewhat of a second honeymoon for my brother and my sister. And thank you, Rob.
There'll be some of that.
And they were going to leave the kids at home. They had they were going to have their nanny just take care of the children for 5 days. And that was what was going to be happening.
Because they're two doctors and they are fabulously wealthy.
That's right.
I guess. So, right.
Is this the couple we met? In Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. Very good.
Yes.
Lucas' parents.
Yeah.
And they're also, we should throw in also, they're good looking with a fabulous looking
Extremely, yes.
pair of children
yes.
as well.
Yeah. Yes. And my sister was, during the holiday, just talking about this wonderful trip she was looking forward to. She's been on Weight Not. She had lost 27 pounds.
Wow, nice.
And she's on steady trim. She's just talking and was happy about this trip.
Mm-hmm.
Happy about the weight loss. Happy that she could get into a bikini that she would feel comfortable in.
And I would imagine they work their asses off.
Yes.
So this is like a really big deal for them to have this downtime.
And
in Panama.
Panama, nice. Midnight before the 4 a.m. flight comes around. And my brother-in-law is done packing. My sister has packed everything. She has prepped the children for the time away from home. Everything is fine. They go to bed. They know they're going to have to wake up in a couple hours to go to this international flight out of Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
My brother-in-law wakes up. My sister wakes up, and they're ready to go. As they're packing the car, my brother-in-law says, "Wait a second. I have to go grab my passport and visa." Mm. So because for some reason, I don't know why. When I travel internationally, that's the first thing I think about.
Yeah. You want to have that months in advance.
Yes. Yeah, it's huge. It's the number one thing most people do.
There are a couple of things that could happen at this. There's a couple crossroads here.
Yeah.
Either he has lost it or B, he can't find it. Who knows?
Right.
Which is
the same thing.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. right. He has lost that's it true. Or
he never got it in the first place.
Or he never got it in the first place, right? So my sister, who's been looking forward to this trip, and, you know, in Costa's defense, he has been too.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, the people on the other side that they're visiting have rented a beach house. Like, this is a big week for them as well.
Can I stop you right there? Because I want to, I think I might know the reason for this.
Yes.
And let me just, I'll ask you this about your brother. This is your brother-in-law.
Yes.
Is your brother-in-law... My cousin Johnny, who is an accomplished physician, an invasive cardiosurgeon.
Yes.
You know, you don't get any more, you know,
does that mean he breaks into homes and then fixes your heart? Because I don't know medicine.
You have, you have your brain surgeons and then you have your cardiosurgeons.
Right.
They're pretty much the elite. Mm-hmm. But Johnny, you know, kind of goofy, common sense wise.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, he's book smart and he can fix a heart and he can make
this
you
is
live.
Not unusual. Yes.
But, you know, he's not the kind of guy that you want to have
open the
house for the summer season.
I don't know that I'd ever go to a doctor called Johnny.
Johnny
it's
Five.
It's just the common sense.
If I were
factor.
On your side, I'd Johnny play the date.
Okay. All right. So, absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Good.
So, my brother in law at 2 in the morning finds his passport. He finds it.
What a relief.
But his visa has expired. So
RJ, are you carrying your passport?
Yes. Look at that.
He's
why are
ready.
You why are you carrying your passport?
If you looked like him, wouldn't you want to have proof?
Wait, what?
When I travel a lot, I always have it.
Okay. Wow. Sorry to slow down the show.
So it's fine. His visa has expired. Uh-huh. And because he is not a US citizen, he needs an active visa to travel.
Okay.
So he cannot travel now. The trip is over.
So the visa is not even, he doesn't even have it.
He doesn't, no, it's expired. So it's done. His travel, it's done. The trip is over.
So they've been planning this for at least 6 months.
More than that.
More than six, because they really have to do it. And he never thought to even take a peek at his visa.
Yes.
She's like, wait, the villa's rented.
How pissed off is, I mean, how pissed off is your sister?
Well, that's the thing. So my sister calls me because for some reason, one, she always knows I'm up, and she's and what she wants to do.
And if you need a visa, first thing, call a disc jockey.
What she wants to do is go supernova.
Yeah.
Go crazy.
Sure.
Of course. Right.
And the Santanas are known to get to a level and just go for the jugular and destroy. Like, that is that.
I'm in her corner at this point.
Yes.
I mean, I'm in her corner. This is this is, I'm in her corner if you're going to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You're right.
A vacation is a vacation is a vacation.
Right. But the solution here, Costas is his name.
Yeah.
He's got the ace in the hole. He sends her alone.
Well, that's the thing.
But that's gonna
that's still ruins
everyone can't be the Spiewax, Rob.
Okay? Yeah, but don't you know, Mike?
The joy that you feel when you send your wife away to Japan is not necessarily matched by everybody else.
But don't you see that would at least get him off the hook for a week?
You're assuming that's what that would be appealing to her.
Yeah.
At that point it might be.
There are a couple things at play here. She said, I've lived in Latin America, and she says to him, let's just get on the plane and go. And we will take it.
Like, deal with the
we'll,
authorities
we'll deal
down
with
there.
It when we get down.
Not
there.
A bad plan.
Yeah. And
no, I would say bad plan.
Yeah, that's. You're playing with fire there.
No, because with the passport, okay, you can probably. I'm thinking you can maybe fast track the visa situation.
You can get there and deal with it there with, to be quite frank, a shake of a hand, like shake of a cash, handshake.
See, Rob, I'm agreeing with Oscar because I think they can do
will
that.
Expedite that process.
Right, wow, right. That's an awful big gamble.
Yeah, what's the thing? You get on a plane, come back home. That's it. If they're not letting you out of the airport, you know,
okay,
or you're able to deal with it. I think it might be. So is that an option?
Yeah. So that my sister said, let's just go. Like she doesn't yell. She doesn't go crazy. Let's just get on the plane and go. While I'm disappointed in you,
sure,
and I can't hold your hand through everything because this is your effing visa.
What is his passport? What nation is his passport?
It's from
Bolivia.
No, it's a Greek. No, it's like Cyprus.
Cyprus. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And
shady.
and she says, "Can we just go? Let's go." And then he pulls a Spiewak and says, "Well, that's reckless. We can't just get on a plane and go."
But it was her idea.
No,
he said that to her.
Oh, I thought it was her idea. Forgive me.
Because this is where the meticulous nerd doctor thing. Mm. Don't have fun. Don't Don't ever take a chance. Study hard. Get straight A's.
Well, mind you, my sister.
Not that there's anything wrong with anything I'm saying, but it just pisses me off.
My sister says, "Let's just do this. Let's just go. I've been down there a billion times. How many times does people have problems with visas? If anything, it's easier down there than it is here.
Uh-huh. Right.
That's just the truth.
Okay."
And he says, "No, that's reckless." And then he just starts. He goes, "I'm sorry, but." You know, we could go to Miami if you'd like, but we cannot go to Panama.
Oh.
And she says, "I don't know what to tell you." Like, and she starts crying.
I
really feel for her. My feelings are with her. This is a big trip, any vacation. This is up there with getting to the World Series, not having the tickets.
Yep.
You know, this is why
there was a Greek economic crisis.
So she calls me, and I was proud that she called me, but she called me crying, and I said, "Look, out of all of this, and mind you, I am the worst person to react to things, and I know that you have probably let it built up inside of you. At the end of the day, he has made a mistake, and if he could take it back, he would take it back." Sure. He didn't say, "Hey,
it's true."
He said, "I'm going to ruin this effing trip for everybody."
Yeah, and you do finally get to the point where you say to yourself, "Life is too short."
Yes,
and you don't want it. But I come from a long line of judges.
Yeah,
so that's kind of hard for me to get to that.
They are at least 72 hours away from the life's too short decision.
So she,
I think of that as I look at my my finger,
your crooked finger.
Do you notice that finger?
Yeah.
So round table. And I'll let you know how she reacted. But roundtable, how do you react? How do you react to such an epic fail?
It's huge, but you do get to the point where you have to realize probably nobody feels as bad as he does.
Yes.
At the same time,
whose responsibility is it really?
It's absolutely his.
In my world now,
the
tool we all have that we never had, growing up is the internet, where if you were concerned about the visa issue, you go online and type in visa problems.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
And you go visa problems, Panama,
yes.
Or you know, you do the research. You probably don't make it. You know, you exhaust that arena,
yes.
To,
mm-hmm.
Because I'm with her on the. Just go down there and see.
I think they should have made the trip. Even I think they should have made the trip.
Yeah, and if he is concerned, then check it out online and see what the ramifications. You know, is he going to get thrown in jail if he doesn't have the right visa?
Uh-huh.
No, he's going to not be allowed into the country.
You can always claim ignorance.
Right.
What was? Did you get into enough detail with her about it where they discussed why he was balking at this, that it's reckless, why he was...
He didn't want to get stuck down there because he had to come back because he's got his duties, you know?
So he thought he might get stuck.
Yeah, if he gets stuck.
Like jailed or something
or
not, like
or
that.
Not, you don't get jailed, but you get, you know, basically you...
Tied up.
You get detained.
Right. Okay, let me ask something just because I'm a moron and I don't understand. If without it, with the passport... Thank you, Mark.
He admits it.
Oh my gosh. By the way...
Isolate that.
What woke him up? So if you have the passport, you'll get you into the country, but it's the visa he needs
when
to get
you're
back.
Going through the visa he needs
to get
back
into the United
country.
States.
Yes.
So
yes.
He would have no problem getting
yeah,
there.
Yeah, no, he would get
and
in.
And they would have the week or 10 days or whatever they set aside
to
that,
work
he could,
it out.
That he could have worked
to
it
work
out.
It out.
So there was no chance that he would fly to Panama and then be turned around.
So she was mad because he wasn't responsible. And then when he wasn't responsible... He wasn't willing to take a leap of faith.
Yeah, okay. Right.
And both of those brought her to tears, and
of
they've
course.
Been married for 7 years.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I just want somebody other than me to be responsible for these small things.
Right.
And I think that in every relationship, there's always this give and take of, there's never a perfect balance. And if you have that, God bless you. But she said, I did everything I could. I did everything right. I got the kids to be taken care of.
Yeah.
I work all the time as well. This is the time.
She took care of all the hard stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And all he had to do was make sure that this was done, and it wasn't done.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what are you going to do? She goes, I don't know. I feel like I've been let down. I feel like I've been betrayed in a certain way. I feel like because he wouldn't get on the plane, it was a bigger deal. Because if you got on the plane with me, at least he said, like, we're in this together. Let's figure this out.
I'm reading on this Panama visa website that I just got to. That's how quick it is. And one person writes that there are all these regulations.
Uh-huh.
And the next person says, been in and out of Panama numerous times via air and boat.
Uh-huh.
And no such thing has been imposed. What they're doing now in lieu of the tourist card, which might be similar to that visa, is an airport tax that's tacked onto your ticket. Now, that might not be for him because he's Cypriot.
And wouldn't he need a special visa because he'd be coming back to work, right?
But it seems to me, when I'm looking on this website, this is skewing to your sister and what you say.
Yeah.
That it can
you get
be
down there and this can be.
And
you know, you're going down.
He could have dealt with that while she went to the beach.
Guys, I've went to.
He's not going down to work either.
Right.
He's going down.
Right.
He's a physician.
Right.
And he's going down for a vacation. They're going to a resort, I take it.
Yes.
Right.
I've flown to Mexico.
Right.
And this is from. You're such an a-hole. This is from Washington, Dallas. Dallas. To Mexico without a passport or ID.
Wow.
How did you do it?
Well, he is just
that's
he
it's
is an a-hole.
And
he
how
is.
Long ago was that, Oscar?
That was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Before September 11th.
A lot
last year.
Your mocking clap
you can't
is
get
your
out
signature.
Back in the U.S. without a passport.
But he's got an ID. He's got a passport. It's just the visa.
So how did the date end in the long run? What did
they still haven't talked to each other. It's been 2 days.
Oh, 2 days?
2 days.
So this was supposed to be this week they were supposed to
They were supposed to leave yesterday morning.
Mm. Oh my God.
Yeah. And I call
Where's your sister's head right now? Where does she what does she want?
Well,
to
she I don't
I'm leaving him.
No, she's not leaving him, but it's I don't know what to feel because I know he didn't mean to do it.
Right. But you know, and I being married I guess longer, you have to ask yourself, is he ever going to change or isn't he always going to be like this? Isn't she always going to be like
have
that?
Have you ever been
Has he done any further work on the visa issue?
I don't know. All I know is that I called my mom yesterday, and she started yelling at me because she just projects. And I said, why are you yelling at me? She goes, because, man, you guys don't do. I was like, are you mad at me? What are you mad at? And then she
they
says,
do like to condemn
she,
us all.
Yeah, she says, ugh, like Costa didn't re-up his visa. And I'm like, don't yell at me.
Right. You didn't do it.
I know you're mad at him, but don't take it out on me.
My mom, speaking of mothers,
yes.
This is not related at all, but it's you're talking about your mom. this is what I deal with. I deal with my mom. The phone rings.
Yeah.
And she's up at her assisted living facility, mm-hmm. and she said, "Well, I've got a hernia. She's got mm-hmm. a hernia, and they're gonna actually go in and they're gonna fix it.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So she's gonna have the procedure, and she goes on and she goes on and she goes on, and it's like a half an hour. It's a mm-hmm. half an hour going with the surgery. I'm like, and I'm concerned about it.
Of course. Then
she gets down to the end, she said, "And how are you doing?" I said, "I'm doing fine. Mm-hmm. I'm just in the brace and going through physical therapy and." Physical therapy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Mom, the surgery. Oh, that's right. You had surgery.
Yeah. Oh. we're all like that. Jesus.
I think everybody's, yeah. it's all yeah. about
yeah.
us.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's right. So the problem is, I think my sister, clearly she will work things out. And she, yeah. I think she just needs some time.
Yeah.
But I feel Ouch. Like there are just some people.
If she wants to come here and just chill out for a while.
I think there are just some people in
Mike's
this world,
beach house.
Whether they're in a relationship or not, that mm. those things just never become important.
Are they grudge holders? Things. Are they grudge holders?
No. They'll be fine.
They're going to get by this?
They'll get by it, but you know what?
He's got to fix it, though.
Till he does it again.
He's got to do something.
Yeah.
He's got to be on his pony, doctor.
Yeah.
And, you know, because doctors... There's another thing doctors are. They're really... This is the way... You can agree or disagree. I think that doctors, because... You talk about famous people getting their ass mm-hmm. kissed. Mm-hmm. Doctors get their ass
yeah.
kissed.
Oh,
they
yeah.
have everything done. They do the hard work. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong.
But
they get their ass kissed yeah. because they get everything done for them.
Well, that's when you
them.
Get like the God complex.
Yeah, yeah you right. get yeah, that. Right. And yeah. so now, but he probably, that computer chip where he's going to make something right,
yeah.
that probably ain't in him.
Do you yeah. think he will think do so anything to try him. And make it well?
I will call him.
Because you know what's going to happen is no matter, even if he fixes it and they're in Panama 36 hours from now, sometime, year and a half down the road, she's
yeah.
going to say,
"Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, what about the time you f***ed up Panama?" And he is not going to see it coming. I and still it's always going to be there.
I still haven't seen the Panama Canal.
Well, keep us posted
I
on
will.
That.
I just
that
wanted is, to share it with you because
I like that story.
There's probably people listening right now.
Oh,
right.
yeah.
I mean, I had an epic fail. Just briefly, I'll tell you. Courtney mm-hmm. Love was supposed to get marry a bunch of listeners when I worked at a rock station. And at that rock station, as usual, I had a bunch of different jobs, but my primary job was a promotions guy.
Now, when you say marry a bunch of listeners, what, a promotion, a radio promotion, or what? Or she was going to get me, couples were going to come in and she was going to marry them.
She was the officiant.
The band Hole
yep.
was going to Salt Lake City, and they were doing a show, and at that show, she was going to marry
gotcha.
50 couples across okay. America. Mm-hmm. You know these
right.
contests.
All right. Uh-huh.
And our winner won, and she was like stage 5 clinger, Courtney Love fan.
Okay.
And she came into the studio, and I don't remember how she won, but she won. We got a package from the record label, because the record label usually sets us up.
Right.
With all the itinerary and the certificates and the plane tickets for this young lady. I walk into my program director, Lisa Warden, who's now at K-Rock,
mm-hmm.
And she says, "Make sure you get this to her. UPS it today, and then it's off. It's like our plate is
right.
clean.
We're done
deal." 6 months later.
Wow. Oh, dear.
Oh.
She storms into my office.
The program director.
Okay.
The PD, of course.
And says, "Why did I just get off an hour conversation with a crying listener that she saw in Us Weekly that Courtney Love married 50 couples?
49.
And she, 49. Yeah. And she wasn't there." And I said, and that's when jaw drops.
Sure, sure, did you just sure. forget to mail it?
You remember the old computer monitors, the big boxes?
Sure, yeah, right.
Yeah.
So what I remember doing, and as she looked at me, my eyes start peering towards the computer monitor
where all the materials are.
The one vanilla envelope that was sitting on top of my
manila. Yeah.
Sitting on top of my computer monitor now. With like an inch of dust on it. Because I remember walking in my office, I'm going to take care of this right now. And then something else probably came
up. Sure.
Yeah.
I almost got fired.
Right.
I got written up.
That's epic fail.
The epic fail.
Right.
And they had to fly the listener out
to
Los Angeles to have.
On the radio station's dime, which they really love.
To have a private ceremony with Courtney Love.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine?
You dumbass.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, we've all done it.
Epic fails.
Epic fails are great.
Not so good.
We will take a break. When we come back, we are going to have Rob's Audio Vault, and we're very excited about our big Saturday night karaoke.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'll be right back. Just shoot for Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. This segment is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page.
Yay.
Hey, kids, thanks for a great November. Let's make it a great December.
Please.
A lot of you are going to be doing your Christmas shopping on Amazon, and we sincerely talk about this every year at this time. Our end of the year is the most important time for this show to keep this show going. And one of the best ways to do that and to support us is to go through Amazon, through our webpage when you go shop on Amazon. So when you're buying your Christmas presents this year, please do that for us. Get yourself the new Kindle Fire. That starts under $200. Enjoy special savings all week long at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it. Tell your friends. Tell your family members. Please, that helps us enormously. You're saving money and supporting the show at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. First 2 weeks of December. Busiest time for Amazon.
Yes.
That's why we want you to use this when you're doing your Christmas shopping. Please, please help us.
And I'm not sure if we mentioned this or not, but all the Cyber Monday deals that Amazon had on Cyber Monday, they're still good through the rest of the week.
Still going. It's Cyber Week. Yeah.
Amazon, great for selling stuff. Lousy at reading a calendar.
Let's open up the audio vault right now. Rob, what do you have for us?
I am so glad you brought up the fact that shopping is important right now because, you know, the amount of time we have before Christmas to do shopping is dwindling.
Yes.
Every day, it's like every day there's less time.
If only there was a way to count that down.
Like a musical way?
Yeah, like that.
If just play it.
Be a jingle or something.
Well, there's only 23 days left, Mike. You want to do the shopping.
23 days for Christmas shopping. 23 days to fill the stocking.
23.
23 days for Christmas shopping. Only got 23 more.
Only 23 more.
Only got 23.
Here's your guide.
Hi there. Time's a fleeting.
Hi.
Better get busy.
You better get busy.
All right, let's go.
Thank you. Let's go.
That's all right. That's with 23 days.
I can't
wait. By Christmas Eve, I'm going to stab him in the eye with an ice
pick.
Wait
12 days.
And you will have bought that ice pick at Amazon.com.
Thank you.
Did you know that 20% of all 911 calls are the result of pocket dials?
Well, I've done a couple of pocket
dials. I got one from you. I got one from you this week.
It's all this weird crap I'm wearing.
Many people call it the butt dial, but 20% of all 911 calls are because of people sitting on their phone.
Wow. I love butt dialing. Being the recipient.
Oh, because
you always think you're going to hear something
fun. Great.
That's going
to
you can rat somebody out, or it's just like.
Anyway, wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't have a parody record explaining this.
I'm butt dialing everyone this Christmas. Accidental calls.
Making that countdown jingle look pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
Who had 6 seconds?
Absolutely.
Adam Carolla had a video that went up, I think, yesterday morning.
Who would that be?
He's a gentleman who does a podcast, not really on the radio.
Okay, gotcha.
But it went crazy yesterday.
Unfortunately.
And he is talking about the Occupy Wall Street movement. Have you heard it? Have you seen it?
I have not.
I saw this yesterday.
Okay.
And I wanted to get the one person I wanted to get from it was Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Okay, thank you. All
right. I have a clip of it here that will sort of encapsulate what he's saying.
I would like to weigh in too.
Yeah, and I have an opinion too.
I want to clearly.
Here is Adam Carolla, Mike.
Something that's come up in this country that didn't used to exist, which is envy. And it's a big issue. It was understood back in the day. And we are empowering, we're now dealing with the first wave of participation trophy. My own fecal matter doesn't stink. Empowered. I feel so good about myself. Everybody's a winner. There's no losers. We are dealing with the first wave of those assholes. That's who we're dealing with now. We created a bunch of self-entitled monsters. And this has become the pursuit of my life, where people are so far out of it and what they expect and what they think realistic is and what the set of rules that pertains to them versus the other guys, because that's what the bottom line is. I want my most valuable player trophy. Well, you're the slowest, fattest guy on the team. Why should he get one and I don't get one? Because he busts his ass and he runs a 4.440. That's why he gets one. Well, this is bullshit. And then everyone gets involved, and then everyone gives everyone a participation trophy, and then everyone feels good about themselves. It's not based on anything. Self-entitled pricks who think the world owes them a living. And now we're getting the first wave of these douchebags. And now they grew up, and it's fine if you grow up in this little snow globe of a life where everything is awesome and everyone gets a participation trophy and there's
snowing.
No losers. But then you get out into the real world.
Yeah. On and on. Straight party line. I mean, it's like it's you line up on one side or you line up on the other. Adam Carolla is someone who has, in my opinion, lost sight of one word that comes into play. Whether you are a businessman, whether you are an athlete, whether you are a performer, luck.
Oh,
you have to be in a position to use your talent. I don't discount hard work. You have to work hard to make the most of that. But Adam forgets that it is luck that got him where he is.
Yeah.
He got some breaks along the way. Someone always has to give you a shot.
Yes.
And that's the break I'm talking about. Do you take advantage of your shot? Yeah. Do you take advantage of the fact that, you know, I'm here in this position, somebody opened a door for me, I got to sprint through that door? Yes, you do. Adam makes an assumption that everybody that has involved themselves in the Occupy Wall Street movement is a complete, entitled, sloppy slacker.
That's where the logic breaks down.
That's that's as much of a stereotype as saying anything about any ethnic group, in my humble opinion. And it's a very popular, unbelievably popular sentiment because it's a hate thing.
That's right.
And the hate speak goes over. And you know what?
People love that.
And people adore
it's easy.
That.
I look, again, it's going to be hard to be objective about this because I listened to it three or four times, and it's a pretty long rant.
Yeah, it is. I've heard the whole thing.
And the one thing he did
Nothing new about it.
No. The one thing he did mention, though, that will always resonate with myself is that he said, and I'm paraphrasing, there was a line within his rant where he says, there used to be a time when you'd be in your neighborhood and you know, a big Cadillac would drive by and someone would tell you, your father, your uncle, your brother, or whoever, and say, that's Mr. Johnson from up the street. You should really look up to that guy because he works really hard and he has such, not because he has the Cadillac, but he's got such a great respect within the neighborhood because of his hard work.
Right.
And some of these qualities, some of the tangible qualities like a Cadillac or a nice home are just a reflection of the hard work he puts in.
Yeah, in that day, that was true. But a lot of the guys with Cadillacs today didn't work hard.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But today, he says it seems that when people look at that car, they don't look at that car and say, gee, I wonder what that guy does and what hard work he got into.
Occupy Wall Street.
Yes.
You know, attacking those people. The issue I take with people that think like Adam Carolla is it's misguided hatred.
Right.
It's misguided. You're picking on the wrong people.
Right.
Yep. You have to include the basis for a lot of these movements. And the basis is the 1% that they talk about.
Right.
Okay. We're not talking about the guy that has the Cadillac that might work a little hard down there. And first of all, to say he works really hard, he's got the Cadillac. Well, maybe he works hard.
Maybe.
But maybe he got a really super lucky break. Maybe he won the effing lottery. The fact is the Occupy Wall Street movement comes from a belief that the banking system, the Wall Street people, the people that are collecting $250 million bonus checks at the end of fiscal year 2011 or the regular year when they get them. I think they get them in December, most of these checks. It ain't right because all the rules have changed. I've worked my ass off since I was 15 years old.
Yes.
I have worked hard. I know what hard work is. Yep. I also have another word that's in my vocabulary called compassion.
Right.
Yep.
For people that bought in to the American dream.
Right.
Bought in, you save, you buy a house, you do it. And those people have been summarily f***ed.
Yep.
And to sit there and say there are a group of protesters that are saying this isn't right and to just brush them under the table by saying they're the kids that were fat, that everybody got a trophy, is so completely clueless, insensitive, and out of touch because he's oversimplifying the issue.
Some of the protesters are douchebags.
100%. There are lots of. I could fill a stadium.
And I'm sure some of the bankers are good guys.
And I, exactly. No, that's true. Right. That's true. And I also resent the D-bags who feel self-entitled. But there's no logical connection between that and his opening statement, which is the 1% of this America in this country pays 50% of the taxes. I believe he says California specifically. Well, that's not true.
But
he also ignores, he's also disregarding the fact that that 1% makes a disproportionate income. They're not just making more money, they're making 600 times.
And let me
what
say why
making.
It's easy right. for Adam Carolla to mm-hmm. make that argument. Yeah. He's a rich guy.
He's 1%.
He's a rich guy. It's easy for him to say, I'm better than you.
And I also want to say, I hate seeing that video go viral on the internet as it has, and people raising him up, canonizing him, saying, Adam Carolla for a president, a DJ for president, really? Is that a good idea?
No, not a good idea.
I think
this is the Rush Limbaugh crap. This is the Sean Hannity crap. He's not doing anything new.
And one thing real quick, I've made something of a career of hating, and I'll pull the curtain back. I don't really hate everybody,
but when
you paint with broad strokes, and that's essentially what he's doing right there. Mm-hmm. He's painting an oil painting with a roller. And that's when you get in trouble because it doesn't wash.
Adam Carolla doesn't work in real life. Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity. Yep. These guys are going to get a lot more love than I'm going to get.
Right.
Okay.
That's true.
I get a lot of hate and I stand by it because
good
I don't give a rat's ass because I happen to believe that you should pick your neighbor up when your neighbor's in the toilet.
Right.
Yeah. You should spread it around a little. I believe that. Yeah. I'm not an effing socialist. I'm an American. I love this country.
Right, right.
But the fact is, the rules, if anybody checked after 2008, went out the effing window.
Yeah, they did.
The rules went out the window. Hardworking people that were told, you save your money, you put a down payment on a house. Now, were there plenty of people that couldn't afford houses that they got?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I don't have sympathy for those people as much. But there are also a lot of people that could afford.
Played by the rules.
And we're in that parameter, okay?
Yes.
Myself included.
Right.
And I am one of these underwater Americans,
right.
That bought a house because if the money that I was making, I could afford.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I didn't have to give up my house as soon as my income went away from radio.
Yes.
But the fact is, I believe you help people. You try to help people a little bit, you know? And what did you play that for?
Because you're underwater.
I thought that
was the income going away.
So
that was Adam Carolla. I don't know.
So what you're saying to me is this has gone viral because so many people are like, yay, rah, rah,
right,
Adam.
Right.
Because it's
lick
easy.
It.
Mike.
Suck my D, Carolla.
Again.
There you go. That's what I say. And you know what? We used we used your model to set up this podcast. Thank you for that. Outside of that, lick my
What goes viral oftentimes is what's easy. And that's easy. That's an easy stance.
Again, guys, I think it's getting the publicity it is because it's not a Sean Hannity and it's not a Rush saying this.
But it's, yeah, right. Oh, I
that's
totally
the bottom
agree with
line.
That. Yeah, but it's the same.
He might as well be quoting them.
Yeah. It's the same crap.
Yeah, I mean, and to be fair, I don't listen to those guys. I just never listen to them.
Sean Hannity's Rush Limbaugh's, but it's the same thing. It's another rich guy saying, hey, you know, in this day of entitlement, we're all entitled. That's not, look, there are tons of douchebag protesters.
Right.
I hate some of those people when I see them, when they're down there and they're talking and they don't know what, and they're clueless.
Right.
But the movement and the idea of what they're protesting of money being stolen by these big banks from the common man
with impunity.
Yeah. Let me ask you this though, and I will say this because I have friends. I'm in my douchebag 30s,
right?
And in my douchebag 30s, I have friends that have lost their jobs, friends that have gotten new jobs, friends that say they're looking for jobs and they're not looking for jobs,
right?
And the majority of my circle of friends say they're looking for jobs, but they're not really taking what they can get.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's my little circle of friends, and maybe I got a bunch of douchebags that think that they deserve better.
Are they turning down jobs that would pay their bills, or are they turning down jobs that wouldn't pay their bills?
They are turning down jobs that would pay their bills, but they don't think the job is good enough for them.
Okay. And you know what? Yeah. And here's the thing.
Yes.
You're talking about personal experiences you have with certain individuals.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I got no problem with that.
Sure.
I don't like to see a complete, just everybody included,
broad stroke,
that anybody that goes down and protests in New York or in Sacramento or wherever they go is one of these D-bags. I think that there are plenty that are, but there are also people, the overall movement, it comes from a space where people are pissed off that the situation has happened economically.
Another personal experience. I have a coworker that used to work with us, and he moved to work at another radio station in South Carolina. North Carolina. And he got laid off, but he got a severance, for 6 months' pay or whatever, just like a buyout.
Right.
That a-hole, instead of looking for another job, he ends up running Occupy Atlanta, Like, that's, I don't understand that mentality.
But I would have to sit him down and talk to him about why he's doing that.
Yeah.
And do you know for a fact that he has not looked at all for work, or did he just not get a job? Because there's big difference between
them. I know
them.
People, maybe I just know too many people that are bebopping around this country saying that they're looking, but they're not looking. Because I'm the type of guy that as soon as I effing lost my job, I went and found a job. And I would have taken anything.
Well, you know, Oscar,
because I like the fact that I earn every effing dollar I make.
And I think I am with you also.
I agree.
But I do believe that there are plenty of people in this country that have tried to find work.
Yeah.
You know, and there was a list of cities today on Yahoo that I was looking at. The top 10 cities, Memphis, Tennessee, Los Angeles, California, Miami, Sacramento, it's extremely difficult to find work.
What Oscar was just saying, and I'm sorry, Buzz, to jump in here, but what you said about the people that aren't...
What the time?
Yes.
Yeah, well, it's been a good talk, hasn't
Jesus
it?
Jesus Christ.
Should have started this one earlier.
The people that are not taking jobs because they think they are beneath them or something like that. Right. That is... Yeah, thank you. It was a great vault. Remember, 23 days of Christmas.
Please finish
this up. I think that is a symptom of the system being broken, as Mike described.
That's true.
Because it was not that long ago. It was this night. It was the 20th century. That people that have college educations that were out there, they were delivering coal. They were doing anything they could because that was the mindset. Well, when that mindset goes away, that they don't do it, and I think the mindset goes away because of what they're up against.
Right.
When you see the 1% that is getting $250 million a year for sitting on their ass, it's a symptom of a broken system.
14 million people are not bebopping. Some of them are, but not 14 million. 25 million underemployed.
That's my issue. I have to say we're all painting with broad strokes.
And that's my
now.
Issue with the Hannitys and with Limbaugh's. Just the broad strokes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it does come down to, you know, a little bit of compassion, you know, where you really think, and, you know, our system is broken.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it needs to be
fixed. And a broken system is going to yield a lot of symptoms like that.
Yeah. Right?
And I think that, you know, sometimes when I see people in the streets raising their fists, getting people's attention, I say, you know, that's okay. But I'm not one of them.
No,
and I'm not somebody that would join that.
Because
there's part of me that says, I don't like that patchouli oil element of the drum circle
and
that
VCU,
kind of crap. But making fun of it is one thing. And there is that segment.
Uh-huh.
But I think the movement in general to just completely take a generation of people and sweep them under the carpet by saying they're the land of entitled, I think that's crap. I believe in what Vice President Biden said, which is this is not generation X. This is generation exceptional because you look at the people that are over there serving the country and dying and losing limbs.
Yes,
you want to know what people are really like in America? Go down to Walter Reed and see a guy laughing and joking that doesn't have any legs anymore.
Right. Right.
There are plenty of good people, and you want to talk about people that are at the front of that line getting screwed? Some of these veterans that can't get work and can't get the support they need and are living in poverty and have to live out of a van because they're not taken care of after they serve our country. We're not doing things correctly. There are a lot of flaws that need to be pointed out in this country, and you don't blame the people that want to alert me to that fact that this sucks, that things need to be fixed. I don't believe in writing those people off like Adam Carolla did in that diatribe. I don't believe in it. It pisses me off.
And one last point. There actually was funny stuff in the vault today. Join us Monday for that funny stuff.
Very good. We will take a break when we come back.
I've truncated the news.
Well,
for you.
Your truncated is going to be like you've never truncated before.
Oh, dear.
And tough. All right, thank you very much. We'll take a break and we'll come back. Well, he gets moody about it, so I'm heading that off at the pass. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Let's get right to it. He's sponsored, so he's got to give us a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Buzz Burbank, and we are running turbo late today.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Encore Insurance Services, LLC.
Encore!
For a free life insurance quote, visit SmartTurn.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you.
Encore.
We'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer information at SmartTurn.com. That's...
Encore!
We don't have time. We don't have
insurance
time.
Services.
I thought Loud
Jesus
was good.
Christ.
Maybe it's the season, but we need to begin today with the story of people who've been performing random acts of kindness over the past month or so.
And RJ.
Until now, nobody knew who they were. Strangers have been approaching strangers, paying for their gasoline or groceries or veterinary bills. These generous strangers now call themselves the Surprise Squad now that their secret is out.
Surprise!
Surprise Squad. How gay does that sound?
It's Trip Affleck's Surprise Squad.
I'm the Surprise Squad.
You could do worse. Would it surprise you to know that the Surprise Squad is made up of officials from a credit union?
Really?
Not a bank, a credit
wow.
union. We were not surprised to learn that it's a credit union that serves Coralville and Iowa City, Iowa, where the chief export seems to be good people.
Aww. That's awesome. So they go around and just help people out.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's a nice little balance. And you know what?
So far, they've bought Tom Suter 10 bottles of scotch.
Can I do this?
Is it Bridges Bank?
I apologize to our listeners, and I apologize. I'm trying to make a very good point about compassion and about, and then I tell Adam Carolla to lick a part of my body. That is not. I think that's a mixed message I'm sending out there.
It would be him being very compassionate to you.
It could be an act of love.
Thank you, Rob.
Herman Cain.
That's funny.
If you want it.
No. Oh God! I just threw up in my mouth.
Just a little bit.
Right.
Herman Cain meets with his wife today for the first time since the news broke about an alleged 13-year affair. Cain says it was a friendship, not sexual, but the supposed mistress disputes that. Cain says leaving the presidential race now, quote, is an option.
He's done.
And fear of the unknown has led to a crackdown on electronic cigarettes, which are now banned in Boston. Health officials there have just moved to ban e-cigs in the workplace and in public spots, including restaurant patios and loading docks.
Cancel your trip, Mark.
An early analysis by the government reportedly shows quality control issues and evidence of some toxic chemicals in the e-cigs. More as this develops.
Wow.
That's being disputed. Don't take that as the final word.
Yeah, I hope they get on the pony with this and find out. I know a lot of people, Mark Ronick included, we really want to get to the bottom of this and find out what the deal is. You know,
absolutely.
I think that's very, very important. And nothing has been conclusive.
That's right.
Know?
That's
and
right.
And do you bring that story up to make him squirm?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Finally.
You thank him later.
No,
yeah,
it puts
him in hot water.
I'm only thinking of sponsors.
Yeah, I know.
It's in the
why don't
news.
You have him, why don't we take that out of his nut.
We'll talk about it.
All right, very good. Thank you.
Finally, a Texas man admits that he pushed his wife down onto a bed, but he says he did not burn her with a hot iron.
Yeah,
as
Mike,
charged.
He didn't do it.
Okay.
Hugo Alcacera says he never hit his wife with a hot iron, but that he was angry with her after she violated him with a sex toy.
Ew.
She says she never violated him, that she simply poked him with it. And on...
That's it.
And on the mean streets of Aberdeen, Ohio, some friends doing heroin noticed one of them had stopped breathing, so they did what is apparently an old street trick for reviving a drug overdose victim. I didn't know about this until
I'm
today.
Sure you didn't.
They inserted ice cubes in his rectum to shock him into consciousness.
Wow.
Fire department EMTs say they don't recommend the technique, even though it clearly worked in this case.
It worked!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love that it's a happy ending.
Yeah.
So to speak. Stuff. Yeah. Our show today was brought to you by Mangrates. The Mangrates Grill Enhancement System is a slam dunk holiday gift for any griller. A Mangrate is 8 pounds of 100% made in America cast iron. They seal in the juices and give steakhouse grill marks. And now they come with the world's best grill brush bearing the logo of the Mike O'Mara Show. Mangrates, just $19.99 each plus shipping and handling. Get your Mangrates right here. Click the banner ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget, we've got a fabulous bonus hour coming up today as well, and we're going to be talking about crime.
Yeah, Mike.
Whether we're victims of it, whether we've committed it, what we've done, what you think, all the crime you can handle on the bonus hour today. If you like that kind of stuff, join us for that. So long. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Well, I guess it was back in 63 when eating my cooking got the better of me, so I asked this little girl I was going with to be my wife. Well, she said she would, so I said I do. But I'd have said I wouldn't if I'd have just knew how saying I do was gonna screw up all of my life. Well, the first few years weren't all that bad. I'll never forget the good times we had, cause I'm reminded every month when I send her the child support. Well, it wasn't too long till the lust all died, and I'll admit I wasn't too surprised. The day I come home, found my suitcase sitting out on the porch. Well, I tried to get in, she changed the lock. Then I found this note taped on the mailbox that said, "Goodbye, Turkey. My attorney will be in touch." So I decided right then and there I was gonna do what's right, give her fair share. But brother, I didn't know her share was gonna be that much. She got the gold mine, I got the share. They split it right down the middle, and then they give her the better half. Well, it all sounds sort of funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share. Now listen, you ain't heard nothing yet. Why, they give her the color television set, then they give her the house, the kids, and both of the cars. See? Well, then they start talking about child support, alimony, and the cost of the court. Didn't take me long to figure out how far in the toilet I was. I'm telling you, they have made a mistake, cause it adds up to more than this cowboy makes. Besides, everything I ever had worth taking, they've already took. While she's living like a queen on alimony, I'm working two shifts, eating bologna, asking myself, why did you just learn how to cook? They give her the gold mine, they give me the share. They said they're splitting it all down the middle, but she got the better half. Well, it all sounds mighty funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share. It all down the middle, and then to give her the better half. Well, I guess it all sounds funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share. Hey, kid, I got the share. But I don't have to worry about toting a billfold no more. I let my wife tote it. I'm gonna be carrying food stamps. You get it, Judge? I'm gonna be. That's not funny, huh?